to school, back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school, back to school.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
Working your broadcasting live from the PSG studios, here are your hosts, the world famous Ben and Larry, the public school graduate.
Good morning, everyone.
It's officially afternoon, Ben.
Good. I got some music for us. I got a little breakfast music for us. Cause,
that's classy.
It's pretty early. It's noon.
Your current voice is arousing me. Or it's the smell of bacon in the air. I don't know.
Why can't it be both, my friend?
It is. It is.
It is.
We had
just past noon here at the public school graduate studio.
We had a night on the town last night.
We did.
Double date night with my mom.
Well, it'd be like a, I don't know what's bigger than quadruple, but there were more. There were a lot of couples.
There were.
So yeah, we did. I'm gonna turn this off because it's driving nuts. Fucking jazz.
We did a great by not talking to anyone though, and just staying at our end of the table and we're talking to our wives and mom and Jimmy. There were 14 people there. Can you tell me anything about any of the other people? Did you have one conversation with anyone besides the group of us?
Yeah, I talked to Rick.
Oh yeah,
he was sort of in our. And Matt, Kevin though,
no.
Kevin,
Nate. No.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever technically met Nate. I've seen him at the wedding, the bachelor party, many different event, and I don't think
I've ever been introduced, huh?
No.
Well, that's Nate at the end of the table there.
Well, there you go. Hey, Nate. Does he listen? Should I give a shit?
He probably listens.
All right.
No, I mean, we have a massive followers, Ben.
Well, we do now.
We had people coming up to us all over the place last night talking about the podcast.
They were mostly at our table, but
yeah,
they were there.
My brother-in-law making incorrect corrections, telling us all the stuff we got wrong, but then couldn't name one thing.
I want to call in, so
yeah, I want to call in, so
tell you guys
that you're wrong, but I can't. It's like a week later.
Well, find us on social media. I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we'll conform to you then. We'll get a fucking red phone like the president, so you can call right in.
Going to our bunker and
yeah.
Not talk to the outside
world. This guy refuses to have Facebook or Twitter, so.
And that's the only way we communicate.
It is. What do you want us to do, person to person? We're fucking socially awkward.
And yeah, and I don't know if it's just. I don't know why I have that. Like, I don't know if it's you spreading the stigma of me just like being a sheltered like hermit. Because everyone's like, oh, Ben, coming out of his hole. Oh, Ben, look at him go.
Look at him talking to people.
He's seen in public. And
he's not even, I thought he was retarded or something.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not that bad. Oh, you dick.
I wish I would have taken a picture of you when you were sitting in between, before I moved over, and you were sitting between Becky and, who was on the other side of you, Matt?
Or was it Rick? It was Rick at first.
Okay.
And then he moved.
You just like you're waiting for your food and your face is just like red and you just like had a couple cocktails and people are like talking on both sides of you and you just.
My face was red because of the cocktails.
You looked like you could murder everyone at the table and go home and feel nothing.
And it's not. You see, that's where we're wrong. I don't.
Everyone besides Becky and myself and Crystal.
Okay.
And my mom.
All right. No, I don't feel like that. Like it's a comfortable table. Like I enjoy that group. So I'm not like.
Oh, they're all good people.
Right. I don't like. It doesn't skeeve me out and get me all antsy. Like if it was just like, you know, you and a bunch of like your and like a family I've never met or I mean just like I don't know. It's not. that was fun. Like, I was looking forward to doing trivia last night.
Yeah.
And so,
how'd we do?
You'd think a fucking group full of people who are literally trivia crack addicts, failure, just a massive failure. But I think, you know, did you notice the, like, there's like a table of women all wearing the same hat, like old women.
They're a team.
Yeah, well, yeah.
There are trivia teams. Yeah, we used to, when we were doing it, like every, I think it was Tuesday night at Three Nicks, we had a team and the other people had teams and you like could log on. We didn't do the, excuse me, we didn't do the thing, but you can like log on to the league and post your points and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you can go to different, people like travel to bars. Like a lot of those people probably only come to that bar like we did that day, but they probably follow trivia two or three nights a week.
God, that's so weird.
But is it weird, or don't you think that you would like, you and I both don't really like doing stuff, but like I like golf league, you liked softball, part of like kind of can, it would kind of maybe be cool to have a trivia team.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess when you put it like that.
Like you get five people together or something, because you don't want, like I said yesterday when there was 14 of us, you don't want the table to be so big that everyone has different opinions, because then you have to, like, even with our team of seven, look
everyone
how many
had different opinions.
Yeah, look how many times like somebody talks you out of something. Like you know the answer, and then instead of writing it down and turning it in, you converse, and then you come up with an answer that's much more like detailed and wrong. You know,
what is a colonoscopy? What do you look at when you get a colonoscopy?
Your intestines.
Shut up, you idiot.
We wrote down intestines.
After talking ourselves out of colon.
That's the first thing I blurted out of my mouth, like, fucking colon, what are we doing here? Write colon down. Get, well, it could be in the intestine. What? And then my fuck up was the Amsterdam is the capital of what country, basically?
Yeah.
And at first I Holland? Said, at first I said Netherlands first.
Yeah, you did.
And then I was like, no, I think like the Netherlands are like a group of countries. I think more specifically, it's Holland. Nope.
The Netherlands.
That was three vodkas in, three or four vodkas in. So
you were pounding them down.
I had a few.
Dumbass. Dumbass.
Yes. We all made mistakes last night.
Yeah, we did.
Our group to the right of us didn't do any better, so.
And I'm not sure they beat us. They only announced a top three, so.
You're still not sure?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. I had fun.
As did I. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I'm still feeling like shit, though, man.
Yeah, you were sick all last week, right?
Yeah, I actually missed 2 days of work last week after making fun of you for calling in. I had to call in last week. I had a good streak going, too. I think it was 7 or 8 years between Collins. Down the drain.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I'm no Cal Ripken, Ben.
No, you are not. You poor boy. So are you better? Are you on
I
the
don't
men?
Know. I thought I was, and then, like, yesterday I went to school, I felt all right, and then, like, towards the end of the night, it just, everything started getting all clogged up again. I feel all stuffy. You can't hear it, but my normally wonderful baritone voice is maybe not to the layman out there, but since we're in the industry,
yeah,
like I pick up on these things with these Beats by Dre studio headphones, and I can hear that I'm just not up to par.
Yeah, I can hear it through my Audio Technica studio professional headphones as well.
Are those the same ones that Scorsese wears?
No, not these.
Oh,
these are better. No, I found out that the ones I had before are the cheaper version
of the Scorsese ones.
Yeah.
Oh. I watched Godfather 3 again last night.
Why?
Ben, I think it's a good movie. It's been on HBO a lot.
With Sofia Coppola?
She's not great in it.
She ruins the whole fucking thing.
I like when they're sitting at the dinner table, just him and Kay, and he's telling her about how like he just loved his father. He just wanted to protect him. He never wanted to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And how he'll never sin, you know. Just forgive him, and then he's sitting by Don Tomasini, and I'll never sin again, and then it never ends, Ben. That's what she says, and she walks out earlier. It's a good movie. The ending is horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how he felt about having a homo for his son. Didn't really cover that.
Well, you know, I have to, we have to take a short, not break, but last week there was this whole issue. You know, I don't watch sports.
No, you're not you're not a sports man.
You could have just said man and been fine. there was a football game. Actually, the playoffs are going on, and now the Super Bowl's next week. But last week, the Colts and Patriots played a match, and there was a big...
on the pitch.
A big kerfuffle, if that's a word.
Nope.
All right. There was an issue where the Colts are blaming the Patriots for having deflated balls. And the NFL did find out that 11 of the 12... Balls
yeah.
On the field were just they're deflated, and it makes the when you grip the balls,
mm-hmm.
it's a better grip when they're a little deflated.
Yeah, I've noticed that just in my day to day.
Yeah, so I mean, this was last week, and they've been doing a press conference, and Tom Brady, I don't think he's stopped. So we're just gonna
he's fascinating.
So. We're just going to, from time to time, just to keep everyone up to date, we're checking in on his press conference. So here's the first, let's see.
Everybody has a preference. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like them tacky. Some guys like them brand new. Some guys like old balls. I mean, they're all different.
Really?
I love old balls, Ben.
Well, you know, some like him tacky, and
yeah.
I mean, I guess
it's after a workout, I would assume.
He's talking about the footballs, right? Or I mean, he didn't really say.
You couldn't hit your own ball bag with your own wrinkled cock.
See, always be prepared, Ben.
That's one of the movies I was watching. It's like, oh, that's a great one. I gotta get that. Beat Seven Shades of Shit out of you.
This is Beer League, right?
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
With our hero, Artie Lang.
Wrong. Beer Fest. It's beer. That's Beer Fest.
Oh.
It's in the
I think I get them confused.
Yeah. I think they actually came out the same time, too. So, yeah, we'll, like I said, we'll be checking in from time to time on Tom Brady. Still going on. I mean, I think this started like Monday or Tuesday, this press conference. Still going on.
Once Tom Brady gets on balls, he stays on them.
Well, you'd think he has like a pretty attractive wife. And all he can think about is balls. So, I don't know.
I'm not gay, but I'll learn.
So, yeah. I said, we'll catch up to Tom from time to time.
Alrighty then.
Time after time. So also we'll keep on the we'll start the show at some point, but we're like I said, we're doing this a little earlier than normal because I've got plans tonight. Normally we do
you
this.
You have what they call the social skills.
Usually we do this Sunday nights, but now we're doing it Sunday. I'll still consider this morning.
Me too. I'm missing church for this.
You are?
Yeah, because I did not get up early.
Were you planning on it?
I was going to go to Mass and then come here at 10. I was going to go to like 8:30 to 9:30, shoot on over here,
yeah.
10 o'clock. I got out of bed when, on your second text, when are you coming? Are you still coming at 10?
Yeah.
It was what, 10:30?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get it. Not judging.
No.
If,
I don't, if you, still in bed. If you wouldn't have texted me, I may still be in bed currently. Crystal was awake. Like, I wake up and I go downstairs and because Garrison stayed at my dad's.
Okay.
And I said to Crystal, why the hell are you up? Like, there's nobody here. Why would you wake up? She's like, I just felt like it was time to get up. Man, I don't have that clock in my head.
No. Unless my alarm goes off, man, I'm done. We're doing the show early, and I'm going to a little comedy show.
Yeah,
Mr. Aziz Ansari. You familiar with?
I don't know anything about his stand-up, but I love him on.
Do you have
what's it called?
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, Parks and Rec.
Do you have streaming Netflix?
Yes,
his Netflix stand-up. is probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Really?
I mean, like, he talks about being in his 30s. Well, for me, like, it was perfect. Talks about being in his 30s, his friends having kids, friends getting married, or, like, and they're getting in relationships. I mean, it was like, this speaks to me. But it is one of the funniest stand-ups.
You do know you're married, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But I don't have kids, and all my friends have kids, and all that other shit. So it is, it is so funny. So I'm going to see him tonight.
It should be fun.
It should be fun.
Is it a big night out? Like, well, how'd you get the tickets?
There's some miscommunication regarding Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was the miscommunication?
I kept saying for at least 2 months, you know, when people start asking, oh, what do you want? What do you want? Amazon gift cards. That's all I wanted. Amazon gift card, Amazon gift card, Amazon gift card. But then there's, here's the thing. Larry, if I asked you what you wanted for Christmas and you said, a pile of dog shit. I said, well, that's what he wants. I might not agree with it, but he wants a big pile of dog shit. I'm going to give him a big pile of dog shit. For me, I asked for Amazon gift cards. And then there's people out there who go, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with giving gift cards. I want to give a gift. And so...
Who the fuck said that?
So I got tickets to go see Aziz Ansari.
I'm with you on that. Like, about... I'm going to say 8 years ago. I wanted the life-sized leg lamp from Christmas Story. Yes. And that's all I wanted. My grandma said, what do you want? I said, that's what I want. It was like $99 or something.
Uh-huh.
So they also have a smaller desktop version of that.
Okay.
Shit. So, and that was like $50. So my grandma got me the small one and then like a $50 gift card to somewhere. And because she said that the lamp was too expensive. But like the accumulation of the gifts would have been what it cost to get just the lamp I wanted. But since one of the gifts was a gift, you can't return a gift card. And they didn't sell the leg lamp at wherever she, like Sears or whatever the hell she had the gift card to. So like I ended up with the small desktop leg lamp that I wanted a big one, you know? So like I understand.
Yeah.
Like if you say you just want one thing, then when you get that one thing, you're happy. You're not going to say, oh, this person got four things. Like, you know, I think that's what my grandma thought, that like everybody else had three presents to open and I would only have one. But if the one is what you want.
Exactamundo. it's funny, like, and it now it gets to the point of like now I'm bitching, quote unquote bitching about it, even though it's a nice gift. And when I was asked, like, oh, would you want to go see him, and I was like, yeah, I guess, but I'd rather have the Amazon gift. Well, you're getting that. So it was kind of a surprise.
But with the Amazon gift card, if you wanted Aziz Ansari tickets, you could purchase them on Amazon because you can literally buy a kidney on Amazon. I mean, you can buy anything. You know what I bought the other day?
What?
I'm at work and like.
Did you buy a kidney?
No, but we grow, like, we have a fresh herb garden and stuff in the summertime. So I thought, you know, I want to get one of those like aero garden things in my office, and I can actually grow the herbs that we're going to plant in our garden from like the little pods.
Yeah.
And it'll actually be, like, last year I spent a ton of money on herbs and stuff, and this year it'll actually be, like, I'll save money because I'll grow them from my office.
Right.
So I'm like, where the hell can I find one of those? So I'm like, I'll have to wait for the infomercial and all this stuff. But no. I go on Amazon. I type in hydroponic garden after I flip through all the stuff where you can grow your own weed. Right. It's right there on the infomercial. It's like $250. I bought it on Amazon with free shipping with Prime for like $119. I
was
like,
right.
How can, like, you can literally not buy anything until you check to see the price on Amazon.
I did most of my Christmas shopping on Amazon. My headphones I got on Amazon. This, my new like desk boom mic, Amazon. I shop exclusively books, comic books, movie. I mean, everything I get is on Amazon now. So instead of asking for, you know, gift cards to this, that, and the other, I just say Amazon. It's cheap, and it's, I have Prime, so I get it in 2 days free.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing.
So now, so I got concert tickets. again, not really complaining, but, and so here's
who got you the tickets?
I don't want to say.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
Thanks, bud.
Yep.
Earlier in the week, I saw like the forecast was supposed to be like 2 to 3 inches of snow mm-hmm. today. And looking out there, not a drop in the sky.
I've learned to expect nothing but aggravation from you anyhow.
You were so obsessed with the weather report last night. I've never seen anyone, like, I don't know how often the weather on the phone gets updated, but there's no way that it can update as quickly as you were checking it. Because you, is it safe to say that if there was snow on the ground outside, you were not going to this thing? Like, Becky was going by herself or something? Because I don't think you were leaving this house if there was a drop of snow on the ground.
On Wednesday, I was looking on Ticketmaster to see how much it would cost to sell my tickets. Because I saw the weather report, 2 to 3 inches of snow.
That's not even that much snow.
It's enough for me to be fucking stressed. Tell me, look who I'm talking to. Being stressed out, going to an event. Does that sound fun to you at all? No,
but I just wouldn't go to the event. And like for Taylor Swift, I'll just get like either I'm gonna get Matt to drive, or we're gonna like get a limo or a you know, they have those like services that drive you door to door. Because I can't deal with parking. I can't, like, none of that. So yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
but driving in the snow doesn't bother me.
Driving in the snow fucking bothers me. After sliding out many times, I just go, wrecking my car.
See, but I just go slow. Like, I'll just, if I have somewhere to be, I just leave super early if there's snow and just drive really slow.
When it comes to work, the way I take to work, I stay in one lane and I get to work easily. That's how I don't have to switch lanes at all. People fly around me. I don't give a shit. I'm in one of the slow lanes, and I just stay in the same fucking. That doesn't bother me. Trying to drive around downtown Detroit.
Yeah, you know they don't plow the streets down there either.
Exactly. And I don't want to get my fucking car stuck. I don't want to have to deal with. I don't want to deal with it. I want to deal with one way streets.
The gift didn't come with your sister picking you up. How far does she live from here?
She lives in near Royal Oak. So I mean, she can shoot right down Woodward and be fine.
She's way, it's way out of the way for her to come here.
Right. So
how did she get on that side of town? Well, you're originally East Siders anyway, aren't you?
Dearborn.
I thought, but you have all your Daigle family on the East Side, right?
Yeah, that's not East. I mean, they're still on this side of 75.
I guess.
So, yeah, and it's not, honestly, it's not that, like, to get to her house.
They're by the zoo.
Kinda.
Yeah, that's East Side, buddy.
It's on this side of 75. If it's on the other side of 75, that's East Side. Don't get... No, don't. Yeah. You son of a bitch, and I'm off track. And so she sends out... Here's another thing. So she sends out an email on Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, saying, hey, I don't know if Ben's going to like this, but I'm thinking about going to Cliff Bell's for... We're thinking about going to Cliff Bell's for dinner. Ask Ben what he thinks. So Becky forwards me the email to work. 2 minutes later, Becky sends me another email saying my sister made reservations for Cliff Bell's. Without like me able to respond.
Just go anywhere and eat? Like, you can't find anything on a menu that you can eat?
No. It's all disgusting. And I'm not spending $36 to get a fucking ribeye steak. I know.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
I don't want a ribeye steak.
You're so cheap.
I'm not cheap. I'm not cheap. I spent $60 on a night out last night.
And you've mentioned it several times.
Becky's laughing right now.
I'd like to know how many times on the ride home you mentioned that it was $60.
Couple.
Yeah, he told me it was $5.50 a beer too.
Well, you see the $5.50. I was drinking 3.25 vodkas. Becky starved herself.
Just in case people couldn't hear, Becky is so scared of Ben's cheapness that yesterday she did not order dinner. She just ate the popcorn,
which was free. Thank God.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
How does that make you feel, Ben? That your wife goes out with you and she's scared to order?
First off, she's not scared to order, or else you wouldn't have spent the $5.50 on beers.
I saw her quickly reach into her purse and start handing you money, though.
She does that just to be, first off. Second of all, she ate beforehand.
Because she was scared to not eat.
No, bullshit.
She was scared to order.
Well, you know what? Then that's fine. That's what I told Becky. I said, you know what? We can do Cliff Bell's. I'll just eat beforehand. Like, I don't want to be, but why I didn't want to be the, you know, the shit in the cereal.
No, you are, though. Why can't you ever just go with the flow? Like, why can't one time you just go there, not complain, order something, eat, and let your wife enjoy the evening? One time.
Why is Becky laughing so hard? I don't understand.
You know, like, how come she's the one who always has to compromise and work her life around
What's the
car?
What was I saying?
Maybe she would like to enjoy an evening out at a nice restaurant with her in-laws.
Which I said was fine. You made a huge deal about it.
You didn't just say it was fine. I'll just eat it beforehand and go there and sulk.
I didn't say sulk. I said I'll eat there beforehand.
You didn't have to say it.
I'll eat beforehand and we'll go to the place. I can get a drink for, you know, $20 a pop. Uh-huh. But
what's the name of this place? I'm pulling up the menu right now.
Cliff Bell's. Nice place. Nice place. Actually, if you go before, like during Tigers games, I think, they have a good like happy hour menu, and their beers are like half off or something. It's a cool place to go.
It's got a pretty high ranking here on Yelp.
Because all the hipster dick bags want to go.
Looks like a cool place.
Yeah.
Menu. Oh, a couple of my friends like it. It's a jazz hipsters? Club.
Yeah.
Okay, there are 40 items on this menu.
Uh-huh.
You're telling me that you could eat none of these?
They're gross. Like, to me, they're all gross. Like, I'm sure those who have listened know I have the palate of a four-year-old. But fuck off. I have the palate of a four-year-old. What do you want me to do?
They have mac and cheese.
Okay.
For $7.
Am I lactose intolerant? How many times have I bitched about that?
You could have got buttered noodles. I'm sure they would have made them.
Buttered noodles?
Just tell them, take the four cheese mac and cheese noodles, throw some butter on them, put them in a bowl, you'll eat them.
Oh, my God. I'd shit myself.
They have, you don't like shrimp?
Shrimp. Not really. What's the shrimp?
They have shrimp and grits, but I'm sure you could have just got shrimp.
So why am I going to a place just to get shrimp? I can get shrimp anywhere else.
Because you could make your wife happy for once.
There's 4 million other restaurants in Detroit, all very good, that we could go to. That's not like a fucking, is Ben going to like this?
They have to say, is Ben going to like this? Because you're such a curmudgeon that they have to plan their entire life around the four things that you like.
What, Slows? What's wrong with Slows?
I've never been there. There's always a line out the door.
Not always. If you go during like a game or something,
there would be tonight.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That's what I'm afraid of.
And you can't make reservations.
No.
So that's a hitter. You can't really, like, there's probably a bunch of shit going on downtown tonight. You can't just go to Slows.
The only thing is the auto show.
I'm telling you, the auto show's huge.
I know. I know. I believe me. I did not want to go eat fucking downtown.
So now the entire reservation's canceled?
Actually, my sister canceled the reservation. I told her because of the weather, what I thought what the weather was going to be. I said, fuck off. I'm not driving.
Why
downtown.
Couldn't you eat this pesto ricotta gnocchi?
I don't like pesto.
Oh yeah, it's got pine nuts in it. Forget it.
Yeah, that'd make for a fun night.
It would for me.
How many other meals there have fucking pine nuts?
Becky, get my aunt on standby.
There's no safe haven within 20 to 30 miles.
You could have got a nice Caesar salad.
I don't like Caesar salad.
Oh my God, what kind of Dago are you?
Not much of one.
Apparently not.
So, yeah, I'm shitting on everything you're saying. So, why?
Because you only care about yourself. Now you're going to go downtown with a group of four people with the auto show and no reservation, and you're going to have to wait somewhere. And I'll tell you what, nothing aggravates me more than waiting in line for food.
That's why I didn't want to fucking go down there to eat.
But it's a night out. It's an evening out.
An evening. The show's at 6 o'clock. We'll be home by 9. What kind of fucking evening is that? We'll be home in time to watch fucking Family Guy. Mm-hmm. It's an afternoon. Now you're just pissing me off.
Yeah, now you know how Becky feels.
Again, there are many other restaurants where you didn't have to preface, do you think Ben's going to enjoy this?
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. There's plenty of restaurants down there where we can go. Fuck, I didn't even throw in on fucking Texas Day Brazil.
Now there, I like.
But,
yeah. But you can't go there and go to a show after.
No, you fucking hit the...
Go there and go to an outhouse after.
Yeah. It's tough, but it's good. It's good. I'd rather go fucking hard rock.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
It's terrible, but you can get a burger, and it's not filled with fucking cream freeze and shit. Quit trying to church up your goddamn menu and just have some fucking regular stuff. I'm sick of this, adding all the, oh, you're going to sprinkle pine nuts and roasted asparagus with butter. No.
Yeah, God forbid people try to make food taste good.
You can make food taste good. I had a burger last night and it was out of this fucking world. I threw in my own pickles, lettuce, and mustard. Done. I didn't have to have sautéed mushrooms and a nice garlic aioli with cream with the fish. Knock it off. I'm not going to a 6-star restaurant. I don't want any of that shit. I don't need it.
What's your fucking point?
It's gross. I don't fucking want it. I don't want to spend, you know, $60 on a fucking plate.
That's what it is.
Don't just pick out the spending the money
then
shit.
Then stop mentioning it.
It's one of the it's one of the fucking issues. I'm going to waste all this money. I'm going to waste all this fucking money on shit I don't want.
But you want nothing.
Right.
But your wife wants stuff sometimes.
We could do that.
You can't because you throw a fit like this and then she's scared to order. So then she gets there.
To order.
I'll just have a water.
Next time we go out in the big group, we're going to go, oh, watch Becky. She's not going to order anything. And then Matt will go, look at Becky. She's not going
to
order.
Look at Becky. Watch her go to her purse and pull out a sandwich.
Becky brought cheese from home. Let's see her eat it while Ben stares in anger.
Watch her try to fire up that little hibachi she brought to make Ben a grilled cheese because he won't eat anything that's on the menu. Because he's like taking Garrison when he was 2 somewhere.
I'll be thinking about that when I'm pissing on your grave.
You know what? I want to check in with Tom Brady.
You got to feel him and you try to go out and you try to use the ones that you like the best.
Why are you still talking about balls?
Why does he love balls so much?
I have no idea. He's a weird dude.
All right.
Should we start the show?
I guess it's already been a... half hour into the fucking thing.
Oh, I posted this on Facebook yesterday, Ben, and I got a little bit of response, and I just, in an effort to try to
mingle with the people.
Yeah, since I posted on Facebook, I figured we could talk about it now. It's not really a huge topic, but I saw an article, and according to State Farm, there are 7 things that should be in your trunk at all times, especially in the winter. Yeah. And... did you see my post or no?
Yeah, I did.
So you saw what's in my trunk. So according to State Farm, you should always have jumper cables, a spare tire, a hazard triangle and road flares, a flashlight, a first aid kit, water, and a blanket in your trunk at all times.
A blanket?
I guess in case you get broken down to stay warm. Like my grandpa used to always say, like he would never, you know how sometimes you run to the store and like say it's 8:00, you're already in your pajamas, so you just have your shorts on or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You run out to the store. He would never do that. He would put on pants. He would make sure he had gloves. Like, what if you get a flat tire? What if you get in an accident? You'll freeze to death out there. Yeah. So like, he would never leave like that. And I do it all the time. I don't even wear a jacket sometimes.
I remember my mom saying something like, "Oh, you know, you gotta be prepared," because she always had a blanket in the back of her, but. Anything I put in my trunk or back seat, if it's not the missus approved, out.
Really?
Because I mean, my full disclosure, my trunk is just a wasteland of shit that was in my back seat that we needed to make room for. So now it's in my trunk.
That's exactly what's in my trunk.
So, I mean, yeah, you know, I have extra sets of gloves because from this last winter... when I was like done with those gloves, I just threw them in my back seat, and they ended up in my trunk, and they just never left. What do I have? I don't have any like life saving.
I don't think I have. I don't have jumper cables.
Oh, I have those.
I know I have a spare tire, but full disclosure, I don't know how to put it on.
Really?
Yeah, I call AAA.
Oh well.
I mean, I don't know where you put the jack. I don't know like
you're a red blood American, man.
Yeah. So, I've never. The only time I've ever seen a road flare is one time Rick bought him at Harry's Army Surplus.
Yeah.
And we set him off in the middle of the street. They're bright.
Yeah.
So I don't have any of those in my trunk. I don't have a hazard triangle. I have a flashlight on my phone. Does that count?
I have a little flashlight. You can get those free at Harbor Freight.
Yeah, whatever. I don't have a first aid kit.
Nope.
I don't have water, but wouldn't water just be frozen right now?
Probably.
And I don't have a, I might have a blanket or an old jacket or something. I don't know. I got a set of golf clubs. I got Garrison and Madison's golf clubs. I got Garrison's booster seat. A case of salt and vinegar potato chips that I had to pick up from the store at work. I had to pick up a bunch of stuff, so the case of chips got put in my trunk, and I forgot they were in there until I opened the trunk yesterday and saw, hey, shit, there's a case of chips in here. I got to bring into work Monday when I go. So, yeah, that's it. There's not one life-saving thing. But I think this list was made before cell phones, because I have that. Like, I can call someone. Like, you, how could you ever be stranded on the side of the road now? You can't.
It's weird how, I mean, you can be, you have to be in the, like, desolate area where you get zero reception.
Yeah.
And I mean,
like, I also don't have a roadmap or atlas in my back seat because I don't need it because I have fucking Google Maps.
Right. But what happens when you're, you know, your battery's dead and your car's dead and you can't charge it?
You're fucked.
Well, there you go. That's where the blanket comes in.
I don't think I can read a map anyway.
Can't read a, I couldn't read a top of, like, topography map or, and use a compass, but
you just, if you keep going straight, Ben, you can never get lost.
Was that on a poster you saw somewhere?
No, it's Rick's philosophy on life.
Well, there you go.
It's hard for him to stay straight, though. So that's it. If I ever lose power, I'm screwed.
Yeah, that happens.
I'm not a real man.
Well, who is? Who is anymore, really?
It's true.
All right. All right. So I saw American Sniper.
Oh. I have not seen it yet, but I really want to.
I read, well, it's weird. Is it considered reading if you listen to it on books on tape? Because I hate saying, because I didn't read it, but I did listen to the entire thing. So what is it considered?
I don't know. I've never listened to a book on tape yet. Not all the way through.
Well, for the sake of,
like I said, I only read for learning, not for fun. So I don't know what it counts as.
Well, I'm going to say I read it just because it's easier.
Yeah. Well, you say listen to it, then you got to explain the whole fucking thing.
Right. So I read, air quote, American Sniper. And so I was real excited to see this movie. And here's a little review for those.
Whoa.
Not going to spoil. Well, it's kind of hard to spoil it since. It's you get a lot of, it's like a condensed version of the book. The book is very good.
But not necessarily true, the book, right?
Well,
I mean, there's some discrepancies. Like, I don't know the copy that you listened to or read, but is the part about punching Jesse Ventura in it?
No.
Apparently, there was a part where he said he punched Jesse Ventura in the face about some Navy SEAL stuff, but then obviously, he can't. He's dead, so he can't, like.
Right.
And then Jesse Ventura said it wasn't true, and then they couldn't, like, corroborate it. And then, like, there was a lawsuit, and now, so they had to take it out of the book. But, so I'm not sure if that was true or not. But I mean, Jesse Ventura saying something, getting punched in the face, because the guy's fucking wacko.
Well, that, and he does. I forget if it was this book or if it was Lone Survivor. Like, Jesse Ventura, when they graduated Buds, the training. Jesse Ventura was there. So, I can't remember which book it was, but he does show up to those SEAL things. So
He's a legitimate badass.
Yeah. And all of those guys are legitimate badasses.
But, like, Jesse Ventura, like, when you're watching Predator, he's the actual only badass there. Which is weird, because
he's, like, the second guy to die.
Yeah, he could literally kill the Predator, but...
Right.
But he is, boy, is he fucking crazy.
He's, and it's weird, like, to think, is he right? Like, with the conspiracy, I mean, he's like, the way he talks, you think, like, is he right, being the conspiracy theorist guy?
How come if you're a conspiracy theorist guy, you have to believe in every conspiracy? Why can't you just, like, pick and choose some of them? Why is it, like, every... Like, I'm a conspiracy guy, so now I have to believe every stupid thing that anyone ever said. Like, 9/11 was an inside job. Like, that is the dumbest conspiracy ever, I think. But, like, the JFK thing, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Landing on the moon, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
But no, if you're a conspiracy guy, you cannot say that, like, you have to agree with every conspiracy because part of the conspiracy is, I don't know, it's just so out there, man.
Right.
A lot of weed, I think.
So here's the deal with the book and the movie. They take stories from the book and they mash them together for the movie. And so you get like, without spoiling.
Well, he does four tours, so you probably see something from all four tours or something, right? Or five tours.
Yeah, like they'll show him go home, go away, go home, go away.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about this movie. You're getting a lot of...
And he kills a lot of people.
He has the most kills.
Because I read just a little bit about it, because I was fat. Bradley Cooper was on Stern.
Okay.
So I listened to that interview, and Bradley Cooper produced the movie, so he owned the rights to it, like, before...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was his movie, so he bought the rights to it. And so he, like, met with the family and kind of, like, got, like, a... Like, he was telling a story about... He went to his house, and he was, like, watching... Because you can watch those YouTube videos of him, like, talking and stuff. And
yeah.
And he's like, you know, I was watching the videos the day before, and the video was recorded on, like, the 20th, and you know that he dies in, like, 2 days. And, you know, I'm going to the place where he was playing with his kid. It was, like, weird.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be, from what Bradley Cooper said, originally it was going to be Spielberg.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then Spielberg, for some reason, they couldn't get a deal done. So then the fallback was Clint Eastwood, which is...
Still pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, if you can go from like an Academy Award winner to an Academy Award winner, that's a pretty good list to be like, yeah. I don't know who was third, James Cameron or what, but that's a pretty good list. And I love how Clint Eastwood shoots movies.
It was very good.
He doesn't do all that, like the movie just speaks for itself. He doesn't do all the stupid gimmicky shit that like, I like some gimmicky stuff sometimes, but like, I feel like some directors try to prove that what they do is excellent, so they do like gimmicky shit on top of gimmicky shit. So then the whole movie is like a
big jerk like off.
Who's
their
the
favorite.
Guy who did what's that DiCaprio movie, The Gatsby? Who's that guy?
Oh, Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, and he does. It's just you know, yes. And it's just over the top with all like the and it's like.
But you could say, I mean, that's kind of his style,
exactly. And I don't. I like
so, all right,
the
so
movie
like,
to speak for itself, not like.
Look at the set design.
Exactly.
Look at the clothing like, and
the plot and the stuff should be good enough that you don't notice the background. The background shouldn't be the feature. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And I like how he does that. He shoots it's like a raw movie. I think he would shoot and I haven't seen it yet, but I think he would shoot like the best war scenes because he's not gonna pretty anything up. I would assume it's gonna be like Saving Private Ryan or like just remember those war scenes, how they were just
yeah, they were brutal.
Yeah, and I mean, I assume that's how it is.
They weren't, it wasn't too, I mean, it was graphic, but it wasn't too crazy. And
I guess he kills people from far away because he's a coward.
the only thing I don't like about Clint Eastwood movies is his lack of, I know this sounds bad, but I like to have stars in my movies. And you have Bradley Cooper.
He's a star.
And Sienna Miller.
They're both stars. Well, Sienna Miller was like a star a couple years ago, but...
But...
What do you mean stars in the movie?
I like to have
and
more
like
than one...
Baby, he had Morgan fucking Freeman and Hillary Swank.
And a young... Here's the thing. This is where it kind of bites me in the ass. A young Jay Baruchel, who is now, like... I mean, he's everywhere. He's in, you know, This Is the End.
Yeah.
And, a young... He was the...
He plays you in This Is the End.
Doesn't want to go out and just sit yeah. home.
And he hates everybody.
Yeah. I wish. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. In like a few years, you'll say, oh, that's the guy from American Sniper.
And then I'm trying to think of what's the other movie he made?
He's made a few.
Torino. There was nobody in that.
Right.
But that was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Not just because it was shot in Detroit. I actually enjoyed the movie.
No, it was a good movie. But, I mean... I don't know. He uses like, yeah, Bradley Cooper's an A-list actor now, but I mean, all these other guys, like, I have no idea. I couldn't tell you anyone else who was in that film besides Sienna Miller. So it's weird. It kind of takes me out of like, I want to see someone else who I know has good acting chops.
But did you feel like any of the people were bad actors?
Not good. Not real. I don't know. It kind of. If that's my only complaint. Besides that, the movie was freaking awesome. And here's...
What's all the hubbubaloo? Why is everybody mad?
Here's the... All right.
Oh, by the way, I don't think he was a coward. I was...
It's a preface.
I don't think anyone's a coward because I'm a coward, and a coward can't call anyone else a coward.
I saw the movie on Sunday, the Sunday it came out. And then Monday, like, the shit hit the fan, maybe even Sunday night. So you had Michael Moore coming out saying shit. Seth Rogen said something. And this week, Bill Maher reiterated his comments. Here's my take on the movie. Don't go to fucking war. It is the scariest thing, and it'll fuck you up. It is the shit that he had to do. I mean, you not reading the book and you just go and see the movie, you're like, wow, he did some things out there. Reading the book, you get an even deeper look into what he did, what he dealt with, and how he tried to deal with it. And so now you're watching this movie and you're seeing like a snippet of what he did, and you're like, holy shit, this isn't nothing. It was not glorified. Like, not when I saw this movie, I didn't say, wow, I want to go to Iraq and, you know, have to save lives by killing a kid or a woman, or, you know, putting myself into situations where I'm going to risk my life to save the lives of, you know, 20 other people. Like, it's crazy the shit he had to go through. And then when they show, and it's not like this is entirely, you know, takes place in Iraq. He comes home.
Yeah, it's not just a switch you shut off when you're right home. I'm sure there's like, even when, you know, Chuck was in the war, and so was Adam, and like, Chuck was weird when he got home. You know, I mean, it was different. He would wake up at like all hours and like just pace, and it's hard to go from like every day thinking you might die to like,
now you gotta, you know, pay your taxes
and feel safe and like like, how, you know, get a job, and like, you know, like, how do you
right
adjust from your job is killing people to I'm the manager of, like, you know, it's right. It's not like the skills just translate. And I'm pro soldier. I'm not a fan of like wars, but I understand that like they're necessary, and there's never going to be a time where we can just be like a total peaceful nation. I mean, right. I wish we could, but I know it's not true. I do think that like all the money that we spend on defense and all this stuff, I don't understand why we can't do a better job of like taking care of the soldiers when they get home and giving them like, cause like Bradley Cooper was saying, you know, from like World War II, if you were over there, you would just, you know, if you got hurt or lost an arm, there's a good chance that you would just die on the battlefield. But now, like, medical science has gotten so much better that like most of those people they can save and they come home.
Yeah.
And it's like when they get here, then what? You know, they have to deal with the fact that they lost half their body, or they you know, and how good do we take care of them? Or like mentally, you know, I don't know what it would be like to see like your friends get killed, or like to kill somebody and just, right, you know,
it's not a woohoo go America type movie. And it's not, you know, I didn't want to sign up for the Navy SEALs to go get into sniper school. Like, there was nothing about that movie that made me think like, wow, yay, America, kill all those dirty fucking savages. That's what Bill Maher was bitching about. They're calling them savages.
Bill Maher, who...
who saw zero tours and any fucking wars.
But also says horrible things about Muslims all the time.
Right.
And we know that, I mean, I'm coming from the pro-Bill Maher. I pretty much defend right everything he says.
Me too.
And I'll defend that too, because I'm for freedom of speech, so I'm not saying that we should boycott Bill Maher or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, he says what he says. I don't take everything he says to heart, but and the same with like Michael Moore. Like, I don't give a shit if Michael Moore thinks it's cowardly to be a sniper. Why the hell do I care? What a, you know?
Right.
I wish he would stop wearing a Tigers or Spartans hat all the time, but I don't give a shit. I don't understand why this has to be politically motivated, this movie, either, because it's not a political movie. It's, why does everything have to get turned into this?
That's what I said to Becky. Like, the movie, it wasn't pro-war. It's definitely, I mean, you can look at it through two different ways.
The
movie's
the guy's life.
Right.
And I don't think that it paints a good picture on, like, post-traumatic stress.
No.
Because, I mean, spoiler. I don't think that's a spoiler.
It wasn't alert, romanticizing. Right? He slept in dirt. He laid in dirt, pissed himself constantly because he just stayed in one position for, you know, hours and maybe even days on end. Is that fucking romanticizing this poor bastard who four or five fucking tours? It's infuriating how, you know, you have the Michael Moores out there saying, snipers are cowards. And his thing was, oh, I said that. I didn't even mention American Sniper. I was saying this before this movie even came out. Why is this coming out now then? Why is this happening to get traction now? Like, it was very poor timing on his part to start bitching about snipers a week or two before American Sniper's coming out.
But I don't think any soldiers are cowards. I mean, I stood by Bill Maher when he said the people who flew the planes into the Trade Center weren't cowards. It's not...
Right, it's
not...
That's
not coward... That's not a cowardly act. It's a crazy act, yes. But, like, that's not cowardly.
No. No, and... No, you can't equal this movie to like a propaganda movie from the 40s. Like, this isn't John Wayne, you know, running through a jungle, killing everything in his path. It's just not that. Like, you don't see, like in the 40s and 50s, you don't see John Wayne coming home from Burma and, you know, dealing with his family, right, trying to deal. Like, that's where you have to shut the fuck up if you're trying to say this is a propaganda movie. Like, when you start seeing the psychological effects of this guy in the real world, that's when you have to say, oh, I'm an asshole. This isn't making this, you know, very beautiful. This isn't a romanticizing of the sniper. It is the eye-opening of PTSD. And it's... And, you know, the Michael Moores and even Bill Maher's wrong about this. And, you know, and so when you get these two people, then you get the right coming out saying, well, fuck Bill Maher and fuck Michael Moore. Chris Kyle was a soldier who did his duty and he did it fucking well.
Exactly.
And he saved lives.
He didn't torture people. He didn't kill the wrong people. He did what he was supposed to do and he did it better than anyone ever did it,
right?
I assume
so. Let his story and let him. I mean, he basically still died for his country.
He died because of the war. I mean, it doesn't matter if, like,
he wasn't killed by an enemy sniper. He was killed by a poor fucking crazy bastard, right, who came home from the war,
right,
not getting the help he needed. Chris Kyle was trying to help
him, right?
Taking him out and, you know, shooting guns with him and talking to him. Because he wanted to help still. And he fucking died because of it. Like, don't raise your flag over his dead body.
Either way, though.
Either way. It's not what the story's about.
But part of it is, that's how the world works now. We don't allow people to form their own opinions. It's just like the argument I had with my uncle about the, the report.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't read the report. He got his opinion from someone. And I fear that is where most of America gets their opinions. They don't get it from, like, it's not their opinion. There is an opinion that you are now supposed to have based on if you're a Republican or a Democrat. We are not a nation of, like, independent thinkers anymore.
And, like, so Becky and I had this great conversation about this, like, because I was telling her about the movie and, you know, she has an issue with, you know, just killing in general, which... You can't falter. It's not cool that he has to go over there and kill the people he's killed.
But what is cool is, like, that two fat, lazy bastards can have a podcast and say whatever the hell they want.
Right.
And somebody has to defend that because we can't.
Not at all. Know? No. And, yeah, and it's, you can't shit on, you just can't shit on that.
No. I don't know why people feel like they need to shit on, like, soldiers and stuff. If you don't agree with the war, that's fine. Be mad at the congressman. Be mad at President Bush.
Right.
Be mad at every person who said that they had weapons of mass destruction when it turned out that they didn't.
Right.
Be mad at the CIA. Like, there are plenty of people you can be mad at that said shit and sent people, but the people that had to go, they had to go because that's what they do.
That was their job.
Yeah, you don't get mad at the garbage man for coming and picking up your garbage. You don't get mad at, like, anybody else for, that's their job. They signed up for it. They got paid for it. And You know how many of them probably signed up thinking there wouldn't be a war or they wouldn't have to do anything?
Right.
And then didn't back out and then, like, came home and instead of, like, going AWOL, went back. Right. Think they want to go four times? Leave your... Chuck left his kid when he was, like, less than one.
Right. I'm sure he didn't.
He didn't want to do that.
Right.
But it was what it was his job. He had to go.
Right. And
Southall's wife left him when, you know, I don't know if they would have made it any, but he was, you know, married and he had to go to war. And when he came back, she was gone.
Yeah. It's just, it's fucked up what these guys have to go through. And you're right. They're not the CIA. They're not like,
no,
you know,
they're us. They're right. Not us. They're higher level than us, but like
people actually,
they're regular people. They're just
right. Right. That's the thing. They're
not sociopaths. So when they do kill somebody over there, they have to actually deal with it. They're not like mass murderers. They're fucking people who then have to go to sleep knowing that they killed someone.
Right. That's what the movie is. You know, this guy was a, you know, boy from Texas, you know, thinking about running a ranch. I mean, he was a cowboy. That's all he wanted to do, but higher calling. Went in the Marine, or not the Marines, but the Navy, then became a Navy SEAL, and then fucking 9/11 happened.
But they're saying that he, like, glorified the killing of these people by calling them savages, and then, what did Bill Maher say? Because I haven't seen the movie, but I guess there's a scene where, like, or it's in the book, it might not be in the movie, but one of the guys gets, like, blown up but doesn't die, and they're in the hospital, and he tells him he's going to get the fuckers or something.
Right.
So then it's, like, a revenge thing, not, like, a job thing. But it's, I think that whatever way you have to deal with what you're doing, like, if he would have said that or not, the next day he still would have had to go and do what he did. It's not like he went up there and then started sniping people that he wasn't supposed to shoot.
Right.
You know, he didn't just start picking people off from far away. He shot the people he was supposed to shoot. So
right.
Whatever way you have to, like, get your mind around the fact that you're going to have to go kill people is whatever way you have to do it. It doesn't matter if you think, okay, they hurt my friend, so now whatever way you have to justify it. Because either way, the next day you got to do it.
Right.
Because if he doesn't do it, then people die.
Right. And I'm sorry. Turn on CNN right now and watch one of those fucking Japanese hostages get his head knocked off. And tell me that's not fucking savage. I'm sorry. Like, in the heat of battle, those guys are fucking animals. Those fucking ISIS and all those terrorists. Those fucking assholes who knocked in the doors of Charlie Hebdo and started shooting journalists and editors. Like... That's not savage.
You can't tell they're savages by the fact that they use women and children to, like,
do their stuff. Example C. I mean, there's...
Yeah, like, can you imagine what it's like to have to kill a child?
Right.
You know that the kid doesn't even know what he's doing, but if you don't do it, people are going to die, or you have to shoot, like, a woman who is not doing it because they want to.
There was...
Probably.
I was watching this documentary. There's a documentary came out a few years ago called Restrepo. And it's about this this base in Afghanistan that's under constant fire from the Taliban. And so they had they're interviewing all these guys. And so there was another one, they kind of did like a follow-up to it. And the guys were talking about how there was this town near their base that they'd go to, and they knew it's always going to be a fucking firefight. And so they were saying how one time they were in this firefight, and the Taliban, they would throw their women or children in front of them,
yeah,
and shoot behind them because they know the American soldiers couldn't hit the women or children.
Right.
That's fucking savage.
Well, could you imagine, like, when you're up there and you're far away and you're looking through, and then you have to, like, make sure the kid, because you can't, if I know that there's the one scene that's either in the previews or Bradley Cooper talked about it on Stern, but, like, if you're wrong, you'll get court-martialed. Like,
right.
There's not, you can't make a mistake. We're expecting, like, humans make mistakes, but then we put people, and that's why I say the same thing about, like, police officers. Like, you put them in a position where you have to be 100% all the time,
yeah,
and that's not possible.
That was the one thing, the one of the common denominators between American Psycho and Lone Survivor was...
Psycho?
If you fuck up, you go to jail.
Yeah.
So you are not, you can't necessarily do your job in fear of going to jail. Like, if you've seen Lone Survivor, there some, you know, goat herders fell upon these seals, and the seals could have killed them and been safe, or let them go and risk their lives. They let them go, and shit happened. If they would have killed them, something could have came out. You know, again, CNN, Fox News, well, not Fox News, CNN or MSNBC would have said, hey, look at these animals who our soldiers are butchering. Exactly. Peasants. And it's that line, I can't say whether, you know, I can't be that judge because I'm not there. And none of us should be that judge because we're not there going through those situations.
Right.
So we're going to go ahead. We have a heart out, as they say in the business.
Yeah, sorry, I got to pick up Garrison from his friend's house at 150. Ben and I ate breakfast and stuff, so I've been here since like 11, and I didn't realize what time it was. We got going good, though. I feel sorry cutting it off.
I know. We'll always have next week, baby.
Yeah, and I'll see the movie by next week, so we can talk about it again.
All right, good. Thank you, everyone, for listening, liking, and sharing. That is the only way we are spreading this word, through your good word and your sharing. So thank you.
And make sure to download the Stitcher app. And we ready, Ben?
Say it.
Class dismissed.